KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy here in Atlantic. We have 30 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy with a high near 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa news, a judge in Mills County has sentenced an Ohio man to life in prison without the possibility of parole for killing his ex-girlfriend from Glenwood. According to WOWT-TV, 27-year-old Mark Troutman was sentenced Monday morning. Troutman was convicted in December of 2016 of murdering 18-year-old Catherine Weber of Glenwood. Weber was shot outside of her place of employment last September. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two Atlantic men were arrested on drug charges Sunday. 35-year-old Aaron Lee Lattice was arrested for felony possession of meth, third or subsequent offense. Lattice was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $5,000 bond. And 26-year-old Troy David Garrison Romick was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, second offense, and possession of marijuana, second offense. Garrison Romick was being held in the Cass County Jail on $3,000 bond. Last Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 42-year-old Matthew Paul Hardick of Council Bluffs on a charge of OWI second offense. Hardick was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $2,000 bond. Police in Red Oak say a woman who was arrested on drug charges Sunday in Elliott was arrested Monday evening in Red Oak after she began acting in what authorities say was a disorderly manner and was yelling profane language in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. 50-year-old Christine Myers Ryan of Red Oak was arrested around 5:10 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where her bond was set at $300. Police in Shenandoah Monday night arrested 34-year-old Dustin Eugene Kalkus of Shenandoah on a valid Page County warrant for child endangerment. Kalkus was transported to the Shenandoah Police Department, where he was booked in and subsequently released on $2,000 bond pending an initial court appearance. A man from South Dakota was arrested Monday night in Fremont County after he wielded a hammer, causing property damage and public safety concerns. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies were called at around 6:30 p.m. to the Motel 6 near Percival with regard to a man expressing violent tendencies inside the motel. The subject was holding a hammer and causing distress among the motel staff and patrons. When deputies arrived, they ordered the man, identified as 22-year-old Darian Jones of South Dakota, to surrender the hammer. When he refused to comply and became combative before trying to flee, deputies deployed a taser, the dart from which Jones pulled from his body. He then ran across the street to the Sapp Brothers truck stop and once inside jumped behind the counter before he was taken into custody. Jones was arrested on two counts each of assault on a peace officer and disorderly conduct, along with a charge of interference with official acts causing bodily damage. He was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held on a $3,600 cash-only bond. Authorities in Audubon County said yesterday they were asking for your help in solving a case of theft sometime during the evening or overnight hours of February 8th and 9th. Some tractor weights were stolen from a John Deere tractor that was in a 300 block of North Market Street in Audubon. The weights were valued at more than $1,200. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or Crime Stoppers at 563-2234. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were five arrests over the past week. On February 6th at around 8 a.m., a state patrol trooper stopped a vehicle on eastbound Interstate 80 in Adair County at about mile marker 81. When he spoke with 22-year-old Raymond Wiley Smith of Washington, Missouri, the driver of the vehicle, the trooper noticed what appeared to be a large bud of marijuana in the center console of the vehicle. Smith confirmed the trooper's suspicions, that is, and a canine search of the vehicle was conducted, which resulted in the recovery of additional substances believed to be marijuana, along with numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. Smith was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on $1,000 bond. 46-year-old Charles Ballius of Creston was arrested in Adair County last Friday night following a traffic stop. Ballius was taken into custody for OWI third offense, open container of alcohol in a vehicle, and driving while revoked for an OWI test refusal. He was later released on $5,000 bond. And Saturday morning, a Leon woman, 22-year-old Dane Saxton, was arrested on an Adair County warrant for harassment in the third degree. She was later released on $300 bond. In the funeral announcements, Margaret McCurdy, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret McCurdy will be today at 10:30 at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. William Charles Odell, age 56, of Elliott, died Friday. Funeral services for William Odell will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ, with Rican Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Emmert Paulson, age 97, of Exira, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Emmert Paulson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mildred Harris, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Harris will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Ruth Trawl, age 90, of Peachtree, Georgia, and formerly of Walnut, died February 10th in Peachtree City. The funeral services for Ruth Trawl will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joe Holloway, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Joe Holloway are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Roman Lucian, age 90, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Roman Lucian are pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.